Hello?
Hello, hi, Master with Elba.
This is here.
Hi, Elba, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Survey. I'm a master in anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Would you be so kind as to give us just a few minutes of your time?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Okay. Yes, and I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and all offices? Will you definitely vote?
I will vote.
Definitely, right?
Definitely.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden for sure.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask you race? Why African American, Hispanic, or Latino?
Latino.
Correct? Thank you.
Yes.
And now, and what is your age? Just to make sure that we have everyone. How old are you?
I'm 73.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm very liberal, no?
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction with the country's heading?
For now, I'm satisfied.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use the number between 0 and 10. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, 0 to 10. You think that's important?
That's important. That's very important.
Okay, so what number would you give me? 10 is the most important, or 0 is not at all important, 5 is somewhat important. How do you feel?
10.
Thank you. How about protecting voting rights and democracy? 0 to 10.
Excuse me, I couldn't understand that.
Okay. Protecting voting rights and democracy. 0 to 10.
10. Very important.
Thank you. Improving kindergarten through 12th grade education. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. How about making college more affordable? 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. How about banning tobacco products for adults? 0 to 10.
That I don't even understand the question. What you say?
Okay. Banning tobacco products for adults.
Oh, banning tobacco? Firearm for adults?
Yeah, banning
That's
tobacco,
it.
You know. 0 to 10.
Oh, banning tobacco. Oh, that's 5, because I'm not, never smoke, but I'm not against it.
I got you. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Approve or disapprove?
No. I approve.
Strongly approve?
Him.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve? Do you approve strongly or somewhat?
Oh, strongly approve.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings for some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 10, from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. Joe Biden. Joe Biden, 0 to 100. What number would you give him?
Joe Biden, 0 to what?
100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And then 50 minutes that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
No, very, very warm, very warm.
Okay, Joe Biden, 0 to 100. Yeah. What number would you give me?
Okay, 90%, 90.
90, thank you. How about the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA? You know what that is?
Yeah. Okay. 80%.
Thank you. And how about Republicans in Congress, 0 to 100? What number would you give me then?
That's very low.
Okay.
10,
thank you. And now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focusing on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focusing on. You said 10 if it is the most important, or 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Banning
10.
If
very important. Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm going to reach you the list and then you tell me the number. Banning different tobacco products for adults. 0 to 10.
What kind of products for adults?
Tobacco. Cigarettes, cigars, pipes. Banning it. Prohibiting them.
Okay. 0, 0.
Thank you. Reducing opiate abuse and addiction, including fentanyl. 0 to 10.
That's very important to reduce the opiate. 10.
Okay. Thank you. How about removing illegal e-vapor products for the market? The e-vapor products is the thing that they smoke out of. Removing them. 0 to 10.
Paper products?
Yeah, vapor products, yeah.
Well, that one I'm not sure.
Okay, don't worry about it. How about preventing underage tobacco use? 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose that?
21 or older?
Yeah.
No, not opinion. I don't smoke, so I don't care what they do. 21 or older, so.
But would you support or oppose that? What the federal government wants to do, do you support it or you don't know? I mean, if you support it, it's just saying that they want to ban the cigarette, you know, to adults over 21. You oppose it, you know, it's a drug that they want to make. Do you oppose it or do you support it?
Oh, it's a drug they want to make?
Yeah, they want to be banned by the federal government, cigarettes.
Oh, well, no, I don't have opinion for that.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? It's almost like the same question, but different.
Yeah.
No opinion or just oppose
no
or support?
Opinion.
Okay, thank you.
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? What do you think?
It might be more harm because they're going to do it illegally, so
okay.
I think it won't bring harm.
Somewhat more harm or much more harm?
someone
okay,
harm.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning this product for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there other issues more important right now?
No, not important. Zero.
Okay, so you think that the... Okay, well, this is what they're asking, right? I know what you're saying, but just 1 second. Do you think okay, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there other issues more important right now?
There's other issues more important.
Okay. Thank you. That's what I wanted to hear. Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? I'm going to read you two statements, and I'm going to tell me which one do you agree with more. Prohibition, you know, to prohibit something, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation, support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Which segment do you agree with more?
Education. Education for...
Yeah, harm reduction. It's an approach that focuses on reducing harm.
Yeah, harm reduction, yeah.
Okay, so you agree with that more than the prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco? Do you agree more with the harm reduction?
The harm reduction.
Okay, thank you. Now I'd like to read you some of the things that some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. Okay, here's the first one. Loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned. You want me to read you the question again?
Please, please.
Okay. I'm going to read you some other things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes. And this is one of the reasons. And for each one, I want you to tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Okay, what they're saying is, now I'm going to read you one of the statements. This is what they're saying, that it's going to come to pass if it's banned, if they ban it. They're going to loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Are you very concerned about that? Somewhat concerned? Not very concerned? Not at all concerned?
Not very concerned.
Thank you. How about the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes? You could see you're very concerned, so what concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned. This is if it comes to pass that they ban it, you know, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales.
Yeah, that's very concerning, yeah.
Okay, very or somewhat concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban on nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, or 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Okay, here's the first statement. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with the alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition does not prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on the smuggling operation by cartel and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. Okay, from Zero Repent, do you agree with that statement or no? Zero means do not agree at all, 5 means somewhat agree, and 10 strongly agree.
Ten.
Thank you. And the other statement is today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans would only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation, support, and harm reduction. Zero to 10. Do you agree with this statement?
You say instead educate?
Right.
That's
well, they're saying that today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower in education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health. In other words, the population suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. This banning the cigarette will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation, support, and harm reduction. Do you agree with that statement from Jury 10? 10, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Okay, moving right along. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Support.
You support? Okay. Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you.
The ban menthol, right? Menthol cigarettes, you'd say.
No, they're talking about the whole, they want to ban all the cigarettes, but over here they're just asking.
Oh, I thought you said only menthol cigarettes.
Sometimes, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Okay, it's already illegal. You cannot sell cigarettes to anyone under 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban? A ban means that they're going to prohibit, like alcohol did in the 1920s, by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over. That means all the cigarettes and cigars. Do you support or do you oppose the ban?
I support the ban on under 21.
It's already that. We already have that. But over 21. Right, anyone.
Okay. Over 21, I am somewhat not, about three.
Oppose?
Three.
You oppose? Somewhat oppose?
Yeah.
Or strongly oppose?
No, somewhat oppose.
Okay. Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Again, you know, 21 and over, not before that, 21 and over. Do you support or do you oppose?
Support or oppose the sale of cigarettes?
Right. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or do you oppose?
I support.
Okay. Somewhat, somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning this product for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? More benefit or more harm?
More benefit.
Somewhat or much more?
Somewhat. Somewhat.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults? Or will it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
It won't have no impact.
Okay. Thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Beer, yes or no?
No.
Coffee, yes or no?
Yes, coffee.
Oral nicotine pouches, yes or no?
No.
Liquor or spirits, yes or no?
Yes.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products, yes or no?
No.
Cigars, yes or no?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew, yes or no?
No, no.
Soda pop, yes or no?
Once in a while. Yeah, once in a while, yes.
Okay, thank you. Pipe tobacco, yes or no?
No.
Cigarettes, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Wine, yes or no?
Sometime,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. And switching gears a little bit, the last questions are for statistical purposes only. We almost done. I want to thank you so much for taking your time and your patience. We are 90%. We almost done. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? How was the last year that you went to
I have GED high school.
Okay, thank you. Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Low income.
Okay, thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No? How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
I'm sorry?
Rural.
Okay.
Area.
Okay, urban is the city, okay, you know that. And suburban is just close to the city. Rural is, like farm. That's where you live?
What is rural?
Rural is like farm, you know, where the farms are rural. There's nothing around, you know. It's not the city. It's not suburban. It's just rural, you know. It's almost like,
It's in the county out of the city.
Let me ask you something. How close are you to the city from where you live?
Oh, very close.
Okay,
very
so
close.
You live in suburban, not rural.
Oh,
rural, okay.
Rural
would be real far away from the city. Okay.
Oh,
that's
no,
suburban.
No, okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you for clarifying that. Yeah.
No, no problem. No problem. I didn't think that you live in the rural. I thought that it would be suburban. Do you identify
yes.
as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
Yes.
You know what that is?
No.
LGBTQ?
Yeah, the lesbian.
Okay. Do
you lesbian, gay.
Uh-huh. Do you identify as a member of them or yes or no?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. You've been wonderful. Thank you. You have a wonderful night. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Bye.
Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.